In today's business world, reports are more than just data repositories. They're strategic communication tools. Dr. Morgan, how has this evolution impacted corporate reporting?
It's been revolutionary. Reports now craft narratives that reflect brand identity using clear layouts and engaging visuals. For instance, XYZ Corporation revamped its annual report using these methods, boosting stakeholder engagement by 30%. However, some argue that in-depth data might get oversimplified.
Interesting you mention oversimplification. Critics claim that in focusing on aesthetics, true data complexity can get lost. How should companies balance clarity with detailed information?
Balancing both is key. Use clean visual hierarchies to simplify the interface while still offering depth in layers. As more design tech becomes accessible, future reports could offer customizable views based on user preference, adding depth where needed without cluttering the core narrative.
Interactive features like charts and graphs have become essential in reports. Can you delve into how these tools improve comprehension and data retention, Prof. Evans?
Absolutely, Dan. Interactive elements create engaging user experiences, making data more digestible. Consider Anim Corp's sustainability report, which used dynamic graphs to show energy use trends over time. However, it's crucial to avoid overly complex interactions that could confuse or overwhelm users.
True, complexity is a double-edged sword. What practices ensure that interactions remain intuitive without sacrificing the richness of information presented?
A key strategy involves using interactive elements sparingly and purposefully. Current trends are leaning towards AI-driven insights that suggest content customization based on user behavior, promising a more personalized engagement with complex reports.
Given our multi-device world, mobile responsiveness is crucial in report design. Mr. Foster, what challenges do designers face in ensuring reports are accessible across various devices?
Designers often grapple with maintaining readability on smaller screens while ensuring content integrity. For instance, a health organization recently revamped their responsive design, leading to a 40% increase in mobile report viewership. The downside is the need for constant updates as new devices with different specifications enter the market.
Very true. As the device landscape evolves rapidly, what's next in improving mobile user experience for reports?
We're heading towards even more adaptive interfaces. AI could soon enable almost automatic adjustments to reports depending on the device and user preferences, providing seamless transitions in data presentation.
Embedding brand elements in reports strengthens identity. Ms. Carter, how have companies integrated their branding into corporate reports effectively?
Companies like Eco Enterprise use consistent color schemes and typography that match their brand identity to communicate credibility. One notable project was their 2022 ESG report that seamlessly combined narrative style with branding, a fine balance that competitors sometimes miss, potentially appearing bland. Future strategies should focus on incorporating augmented reality elements that bring brand storytelling to life, offering users immersive ways to experience corporate narratives and data, thus creating a lasting brand impression.